We're going to move on to a more serious topic now, and that is a pervasive topic here on Cape Talk, something I like to call an evergreen because we talk about it year in and year out, and still it remains a scourge in our schools, and that is bullying, and in particular, cyberbullying. Bullying is a pervasive risk to South African children, resulting in long-lasting emotional and psychological harm. In addition to physical and verbal bullying, a particularly concerning trend is the increased incidence of cyberbullying, which is also known as social media bullying. Now, a survey conducted in 2021 amongst 200 South African parents found that more than half of their children had been cyberbullied. Now, I understand that 200 is not really a reflective sample, but if you take 200 South Africans and say that more than half of their children have been bullied, that is a very worrying statistic. Joining me now to talk more about this is the CEO of School Days, Paul Esterhazen. Paul, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us this early on a Saturday morning.
Good morning, Amy. And yes, you've jam-packed the show with so many interesting topics. I don't know how anyone tears themselves away from the radio this morning.
Oh, that is most kind of you to say. Thank you, Paul. Well, this certainly is one of the most interesting and definitely one of the most important. And we'll dive into it in just a moment. But before we do so, I'd like to just start with a little bit of background information, because even though you and I have talked on the radio before, I even did not realize completely what School Days as an organization does. So let's start at the very beginning. Tell us a little bit about School Days and what you do.
So the great excitement for me in that, Amy, is we're all concerned about the school days of our children's lives. And you spoke about taking your children to the beaches to find the treasures, but so too to also be environmentally sensitive and to be doing good. And, you know, the treasure that we have, and listening to the speaker earlier this morning about that childbirth experience, and the treasure that we actually have in nurturing our children means at a point in time we release them into the care and into the teaching world when they go to school. And every school year on a calendar marks 200 days of school that your children should typically be attending and learning and have a curriculum taught. And we should be just expanding their world and taking them to the next level of what we wanted to do in educating them. And when we fashioned a way in which we could build a platform, which we called School Days, because it is about the school days of a child's life. And into that, our real heartbeat is, how do we enable parents to plan to pay for the school days of their children's lives and use some reward and loyalty methodology behind that to be able to say, we're building school communities. The school community is not the teachers, the principals, and the kids at school. The school community is actually all of us in society, from carers to guardians to grandparents, right down to the mom who's got her very first child, and mom and dad are sending that child off to school. So the platform we have is aggregating a currency to pay for education. We call that education time points. And you can either earn an education time point by way of example, shopping at Dis-Chem and linking school days to your Dis-Chem benefit card. That's the normal loyalty way. I shop and swipe the Dis-Chem loyalty card and I earn education time points with school days. And the added adjunct to that for me is the wonder of what we bring into market now is we plan to pay as a product where you can not only earn your points by shopping with retailers that we have on the program, but you can actually purchase education time points. They will never expire. You can only ever use them to redeem them to pay for school, college, or varsity fees. And that currency, we've got heads of agreement in place with Standard Bank because they're our bankers. We're using the UCount Rewards program where you can convert your UCount points to pay school fees. And we're all about saying we have to meet our commitments of paying school fees at the very basic level so that we can keep the teachers teaching. Mm. And then just stepping from that, School Days becomes, and I'm talking a lot here, but School Days becomes we care about every single school day in a child's life. Because if we can get our parents involved and get them learning and understanding, and then we rapidly shift this morning to saying, well, what's cyberbullying got to do with all of this? Mm. And cyberbullying is something of a scourge that's a burgeoning reality, because what we are finding is that at an ever younger age, we've got online users being given access to not only an internet link on a computer or a laptop or an iPad or a mobile device, but they're actually carrying it with them now. Moms and dads have to make the call to say, when do we allow our children to have mobile phones? And that's then when we open up a world of, in many ways, a world of secrecy, because you can do so much which no one else gets to see of what you're doing on the internet.
Paul, before we dive into that further, may I take a step back, please, and just ask you another question about the School Days program. When you accumulate those points that you can use for school fees, do you use those for your own child's school fees, or can you use those for a less fortunate child's school fees?
You can do both.
Okay.
You can actually donate your points away to a school. So whatever we do, we keep it as a currency that you can use to pay for others. We had a wonderful story the other day where a family with having accumulated more than 20,000 rands worth of YouCount reward points and clearly not needing to go shopping with YouCount reward points, they went and paid for an underprivileged child at another school and paid the full 20,000 rands worth of fees for that child to continue with their studies. We had a lovely story the other day where Vodacom had actually purchased our education time points to give them away. And one of our recipients, a winner, we phoned him and said to him, you've won 50,000 rands worth of bursary education time points that are in your school days account, and you can use them for education fees. And he just went into this perplexed, you got to be kidding me, world. Are you serious? Is this for real? And he said, I'm not a student. I'm in that age bracket, but I have a sister who is studying nursing. She's into her second year. And before the end of August, we as a family have got to come up with 78,000 rand for next year's fees. And he said, can I give her my 50,000 rand points that I've won with Vodacom? And we said, of course, yes. So changing lives. We want to keep people studying. We want to build this nation needs education more than ever before.
Paul, that's just amazing. And I mean, we're living in such economic tough times. I'm sure it can be very disheartening sometimes doing what you're doing, but that must make it all worthwhile.
Yes, indeed.
All right, Paul, let's talk about the issue at hand now, which is, of course, bullying and in particular, cyberbullying. And you were quoted in an article recently talking about cyberbullying. And what really struck me was when you said in your quote, children only have around 2,600 school days in their entire career. That hit me like a brick, because I suddenly thought, 2,600 days is not very many at all. It goes so quickly. I feel like my own child, his school career has gone in the blink of an eye from grade one to he's currently in grade 10. I know the last 2 years are going to go even more quickly, and then it's all over. It's really quite terrifying. But aside from that, they can't afford to have this limited school period interrupted by anything, let alone bullying.
Yeah, so now we're talking. Back in the day when bullying was defined as something that happened in the school corridors and on the school playing fields, where the stronger, assertive bullying type could come and bully you. And at school and in your high school world, there's a prevalence of this, where there are, it's almost like there's a gang warfare where the bully inspires and leads and builds a circle. But the bullying back in that environment stays at school. When I go home, I park the bully. He's out of sight, out of mind, and can't intimidate me. But now, what is really happening is children are being bullied online. And in real terms, what is cyber bullying? Because it sounds like something we don't really want to know about. Mm. But it is, in actual fact, the ability for someone to use, and typically the reality is they'll do it on a mobile phone. They'll use a device to shame you, to post something that's harmful, to embarrass you. It'll be something verbal. It could be something they post. And it could be a group of people. So what happens is we all want to belong. So we join a group and we get into a group with our peers at school. And invariably, some of us are more dominant and others are less dominant, less participative. But when something happens and I feel like I've been humiliated by something that's been said, and someone realizes that's happened, they then push me a little bit further. They could be stalking me. They could be taunting me. And what happens is, because it's pervasive and it's 24/7 access, someone could realize what they're doing and they start coercing me into doing something. So I post something on a group chat, somebody else retaliates and posts something nasty about me. Now my friends have all seen this. Now I don't know what to be doing. Now I don't know who to talk to. Now I don't know what the consequences are. So the anxiety that builds up then thwarts what I'm doing at school. Because my, you know, on that mobile phone, which is accessible, I'm fearful to actually participate and look. And we're seeing that when these surveys have happened, and you cited the one from only 200 families, but there was a previous one done in 2018, which the numbers were not dissimilar by Ipsos, the group that does, you know, online surveys, where they did a wider audience. And yes, categorically, more than 50% of our youth will cite the fact that they have at a point been cyberbullied with a repeated messaging, humiliating them or embarrassing them. And it's scary because what then happens is the psyche of the child starts getting drawn into being fearful of what's going to be happening. And they're looking at their peers, and they, when they're in a social environment at school, they then start being somewhat withdrawn because they know you've read something about me or seen something and you're seeing what's going on. And we don't know where to go with it. So deep breath, it can result in deep, deep, deep-seated depression. Because when I'm outside of my comfort zone in what I'm doing, this is not just a physical thing that happens, but it's a physical, emotional reality that has an outworking in the child who's being the embarrassed one, bullied by the bully. And, you know, trying to put some guidelines. I read something wonderful the other day. It was an article in the Daily Maverick that Mark Potterton, who's been around in education for years as headmaster roles and teaching. Mark's amazing. And he often just takes time to go and sit and write something contemplative. But he wrote an article about how do we teach our children the moral principles of life? How do we encourage them to tell the truth? And how do we get to a way in which our children have the ability to be responsible? I was chatting to a partner of mine this past week, and we were talking about, you know, you've now empowered your kids and you're living this, Amy, by giving your grade 10 boy has got a mobile phone. And, you know, as parents, we then have to consider, do we set rules and boundaries to this? And this person whom I was talking to said, yes, he's got three daughters and they're all into that stage of giving their children access to mobile devices and Messenger and, you know, being able to monitor. How do parents monitor it? And he said very simply, he says, we've got some rules around what we do. You're not allowed to post more than three times in a week. And when you're doing something socially and you're posting, you've got to say to yourself, is this the truth? Is it helpful or harmful? And in the third instance, you've got to be reflective about what you're doing because you need to know there are consequences to everything we ever do. So it's all very easy to say we can put rules in for our teenagers and say no cell phones before school, no, you know, follow the school rules and obey what the teachers tell you. And when we get home and we're having dinner, you can't use your mobile phone at the dinner table. If we're having family time, you know, not allowed to be using your phones during that time. But all too often you will go and see there's just no guiding principle that's given from parents, you know. Yeah. Take your phone with you to bed at night. You can use it through the night. You don't need it. But I want to do it because that's when I need to. So very, very difficult to put rules in place that we can then enforce.
Oh, it is difficult. And I speak from personal experience. It's an incredible battle, but it is one that you have to have. It is so important. I can't stress it highly enough. And now, Paul, what is particularly worrying for me, or one of the things that's the most particularly worrying is that the estimation is that a third of children aged 7 to 9 are having access to social media, and half of tweens aged 10 to 12 have access to social media, which means half of all of that number are being exposed to cyberbullying, and children as young as that don't have the tools to deal with it. They're not emotionally equipped to handle being cyberbullied.
Yeah, and that becomes a very disturbing thing because we need to be observant as parents and guardians, and our social environment has got to be observing behavior to notice if things are going differently. And I mean, take a walk through the malls or go and sit in restaurants. Parents sit at a restaurant with their children. Each child is on a device. There's no conversation. They literally, some of them even put headphones on, block out, sit and swallow the food at the dinner table in a restaurant. And we just, oh, well, that keeps them entertained. And gone are the days. We know some wonderful families in our church environment where they just have the rules and the moral guidelines properly in place, and their children respect that. So one of the things, and in that disturbing trend of the younger generation just being given a device because it can entertain them, is parents have to actually teach them firstly that whatever my behavior pattern is, there are consequences to it. Whatever I'm doing, there's a consequence. And that's tough to take when your kids are under 10, but they learn it so readily, Amy, and you will know this. And through their school lives and through these 2,600 days at school, they're meant to be learning. We're meant to be getting teachers plowing the curriculum into them to make them smarter. They have an aptitude for it. Let's develop it. So coming back to how do we monitor this? One, you shouldn't be giving your kid a mobile phone if they're under the age of 10. That's not opinion. That's global. I recall as we speak now, Bill Gates not giving his kids access to the internet at a certain age. And I mean, literally, I think under 12 or under 13, they had nothing. He gave them nothing because he said, you're not mature enough to be able to deal with it and respond to it because I can't police you. We've got to teach them their consequences.
Paul, it is almost time for us to wrap this conversation. Before we let you go, is there anything else you'd like to let listeners know about School Days as an organization or about cyberbullying and steps they can take to prevent it?
The cyberbullying is real. As a parent, you've got to be very contemplative around when you allow your children access. You've got to monitor what they're doing. And the biggest, for me, I've always held firm that the best parent that there is the parent who is involved and who knows that we can teach our children that overarching principle of life is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So don't do something if you feel that you wouldn't want to be on the receiving end of that. Do what is right and principled. And even us as adults, you know, driving in our country and on the roads and on the streets and watching what happens and the way we just with gay abandon litter and throw things out the windows because it'll either blow away or someone else will deal with it. We can't do that. We're not meant to be doing that. There are consequences. So in the seriousness of what we're talking about this morning, be the guiding light to your children. Set them the example and ensure that you're an involved parent. And the greatest gift that you can have in return is when your child is battling with something or struggling with them, that they have the confidence to come and speak to you. Mm. Spoke to some teenagers a while back and said to them, guys, when you're in trouble, who do you turn to? Who would you go and confide in? Who would you talk to? And I had the varying answers from some of them saying, I would go to that teacher because she just cares and she's the kind of person I could share something with. And none of them came back with the absolute, I'm going to go and ask my mom or my dad or my parents. I had one youngster who said, without a doubt, my grandfather. My grandfather's the guy I would go to. Aww. So when we're playing through these things, parents, we've got a gap. We've got a void. We need to nurture our children in the school days of their lives. We need to be able to give them the confidence that they can confide in us and we will help them through the challenges of things that are going wrong. And we do have the inherent reality of being wiser every day as we grow and go through the stages of life. And our children need to be able to lean on us and come to us. So parenting 101, get your kids to confide in you. Get on board with our School Days program. The one of the key things in it, Amy, is that when you've joined the program and you're earning and you're an active School Days member, there are no cards, there are no costs. We're doing this literally to go and plow back into education. But when you join the program, we bonus your behavior. We're bringing a game board to the market where the parents who are planning to pay by buying education time points for next year and the years ahead, points that will never expire, we'll bonus that behavior because we want to know that you're locking your commitment in to meet the payment for school fees, to keep our schools resourced and teaching. We've seen some terrible budget cuts in the Department of Education. There's a huge fight at the moment around bringing grade R as compulsory across all schools, and then just promptly putting into the budget line, this will cost each of the provinces an added two billion rand onto your budgets. But we're taking from existing budgets, reducing that. We're cramming children into schools. So school days for me is this little path we're walking, and we're wanting an entire nation to get on board with school days and join the program so that we can improve and make a difference. We can improve what's going on in our education system and make a difference. And it's through the wonder of being able to have talk time on your radio stations that we can do this. So Amy, deeply grateful that you called us this morning and said, speak to us.
Paul, very quickly before we let you go, where can people find more information about school days? Just please give us your website.
It's schooldays, one word, .co.za.
Great. Paul Esterhazen, CEO of School Days, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And I would encourage listeners, if that conversation touched you or you were inspired or you'd like to contribute towards paying your child's school fees or somebody else's school fees that really needs it, visit schooldays.co.za.